This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abam, welcome everyone. We're now continuing our subject on Tefillah, Gateway to Tefillah. This shiur is graciously sponsored again for this year by our good friend Rabbi Sala Rose of Los Angeles, Lila Nishmas, his brother Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, his neshama shavan aliyah, b'yomel tzioshev for his whole family, ad bias goyel tzedek. Now, Marv Raboisai, we now begin the next part of davening, Ashrei. Who would have thought it would have taken so long to get here? But here we are, we're already up to Ashrei. Now I want you to focus on one specific thing. We're not even going to start it today, but here's what we're going to do. Let's look in the Gemara Brachas Da'at Amviz. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Avina. Kal ha'oimer tehila ledavid b'chal yoyim shalosh pa'amim muftach lo'y shu ben olam haba. Anyone who says Tehillah David every day, three times, he's guaranteed to be a Ben Olam Haba. Now, the Gemara doesn't say Kol HaOmer Ashrei. The Gemara says Kol HaOmer Tehillah David. And the reason the Gemara says that is because it's not Ashrei. Perek Kuf Mem He of Tehillim begins Tehillah David, Arei Mimcha Elai Kai HaMelech. And this, therefore, the Gemara appropriately labels it Tehillah LeDavid. And whoever was Masader the Tefillos added on to what is known as Tehillah LeDavid two psukim. First, they added on Perek Pei Dalet Pasuk Hey Ashrei Yoishve Veisecha Oid Yahalelucha Sala. Fortunate are those who sit in your house; they will again praise you forever. From which we learn that there is anyone who sings Shira Takadosh Baruch Hu in this world will do so in Olam Haba. From which we learn Tchias HaMesim, that if you, one who sits in the house of God in this world, will be Zoicha to the revival of the dead. And by the way, we learn out another important thing from this Pasuk, namely that it's a mitzvah to sit in shul. There's a mitzvah to sit in shul, even if you don't do anything. Even if you just sit silent, it's a mitzvah. The halacha is that you're not allowed to go into a shul just to call someone. So if you want to get someone, what do? Many people think you should sit down. That's not the best option. The best option is to say a pasuk. Why? If you're an amaretz and you don't know a pasuk, so then you sit down. Why people choose to sit down and advertise that they have the halachic status of an amaretz, that's beyond me. Why people would like to advertise that. But if somebody knows a pasuk, one should say a pasuk. If one does not, then they should sit. Why does it help to sit? Says Rama, because sitting is also a mitzvah. Shenemar, Ashrei, Yoishvei, Veisecha. And then we go to the last pasuk of Perek Kuf Mem Dalet, which is the perek that precedes Tehillah LeDavid. And we say, Ashrei ha'am shekach alai, Ashrei ha'am shehashem alai kav. Why are these two psukim appendaged to Tehillah LeDavid? And Marv Raboisai, it would seem that even in the times of the Gemara, these two psukim were already appendaged to Tehillah LeDavid. Because the Gemara in Brachas, right there, says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mimnei maloi nemar nun ba'ashrei. Why is there no letter nun reflected in Ashrei? We go from Malchuscha, Malchuscha, Elumim, Shatacha, B'chol Devadar, to Soimech Hashem, L'chol Anoiflam. Why is there no Nun? Because Nun represents the downfall of the Jewish people, Nefila. But here the Gemara is calling it Ashrei. That means already in the time of Shas, they added the Pasuk of Ashrei to Tehillah LeDavid. Why? Why do we say it there? Another question. Why do people shuckle when they daven? So you say, I don't know, they're bored. It's a nervous reaction. No, we find in the Balaturim already, Parshas Yisroi, that when the Torah was given, it says, Vayarha Vayanu, they shook. So we learn Torah by shuckling. What's the, is there a concept of shuckling when you daven? And here's the most important question of all. Aroi Mimcha, Elokai HaMelech, V'Avarcha Shimcha, li'olam va'ed. First person. B'chol yam avarchecha v'alo shimcha li'olam va'ed. First person. Gadol Hashem ulamad v'ligdu la'soy ein cheker. His, not yours. His, third person. Dar le'dar yishavach ma'asecha. U'gvarisach yagidu, first person. Hadar kvoid malchuscha yemeru u'gvarascha yidaberu. First person. That's all first person. Then we go to the third person. Back to first person. First person. Third person. The whole ashrei goes back and forth talking to Hashem, and then talking about Hashem. You talk to Him, and then the moment you talk to Him, you talk about Him. And then you go back and you talk to Him. It goes from Cha to Oy, to Cha to Oy. Poseach es Yadecha. On the other hand, we say, Ein Echol Elecha Yisaberu. Again, first person. So why do we go back and forth and back and forth for first person, second person? The Gemara says in Masechta Brachos, it's a Mishnah. Einoim dim l'salam mitach kavod rosh. One should not get up to daven only from a serious mindset. Chasidim harishonim hayushayin sha'achas u'mespalalin kedei she'chavnu libam laviyam shema shemayim. The original Chasidim, they would wait an hour and daven in order to mechavein their hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chassidim HaRishonim, they would delay an hour to mechavein their hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara in Brachos, where do we learn that before you daven, you should stop, you should pause, you should contemplate to be able to acquire the right mindset to daven? Says the Gemara, you know where we learned this from? Amar Kra, Ashrei Yoishvei Veisecha. Fortunate are those who sit in your house. Not fortunate are those who pray to you. Before you pray, you need some people to, you need to sit. So Ashrei Yoishvei Veisecha, before you pray, you need to sit. And interesting, Rashi says, Yoishvei Veisecha, first you sit, Vahadar Yahalalucha, and then you praise. First you sit, and then you praise. By the way, if you look in the Torah says, the reason why we say, before Ashrei, before Tehillah David, Ashrei Yoishvei Veisecha, is because the source of pausing before you pray is from the pasuk of Ashrei, the Alfino Minesha Tzarch Adam Leishiv Sha'achas Kodem Sheyispalel. So that means somehow, since what Ashrei Yoishvei Veisecha is teaching me is that before you pray, you need to pause. That's the appropriate attachment to Tehillah LeDavid. So Reb Schwab, in his masterful sefer Iyun Tefillah, he says, that what's the purpose of pausing? He quotes the Gemara in Brachos that Chassidim HaRishonim would wait an hour before they davened, and the Gemara asks, where do we know that from? And the Gemara says, we know that from Ashrei Yoishvei Veisecha, that first you should be Yoishvei Veisecha, and only then you should be Yahalelucha. The purpose of pausing is to contemplate and to think, what is our relationship with God? What connection do we have with God? Do we really know what He is? Do we really understand Him? Our relationship with God is twofold. Ahava and Yira, love and fear. When we contemplate Hashem's greatness and His loftiness and His power, and even so, His kindliness to us is so great that He constantly benefits us with so many benefits in every detail of our existence, that instills in us and engenders within us love. great love to be close to Him. But on the other hand, as soon as we think about how much Hashem does for us, we're also overwhelmed by His majesty and His power, and we recoil, and we are afraid, and we are reverent. This, says Reb Schwab, is the reason why we shuckle when we daven. To show our closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We get so close to Him, and we appreciate Him, and we love Him, but then the more we recognize Him, the more we're afraid, and we recoil in awe. But the more we're in awe of Him, that inspires us to love Him more. This is the emotion of back and forth and back and forth. Forward is ahava, back is yira. These two forces are working within us. On the one hand, we're drawn to Him. On the other hand, we're reverent of Him. That's the emotion of shuckling and davening. And that is why in Ashrei, it begins to praise Hashem first person. Lashon Noichach. Aroi Mimcha. Avarcha Shimcha. Avarechacha. Halo Shemecha. And then we change. Viligdu Lasai. But then we say Yisharach Ma'asecha. You, first person. Then we go back to Nistar. Chanav Racham Hashem. Toiv Hashem Lakol. 11 psukim, we say first person. 10 psukim, we say second person. To demonstrate this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, love, closeness, and we speak to Him as if we speak to our friend, and at the same time we recoil from His greatness. So Ashrei, Tehillah LeDavid, the back and forth and the back and forth of first person, second person, is to engender within us and to remind us of what our relationship is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's closeness and it's fear. It's closeness and it's fear. This is the predecessor to tefillah, to Shemoneh Esrei, to davening. Understanding what our relationship is with Hashem. And this only comes from sitting and contemplation. That's why the perfect and apt introduction to Tehillah LeDavid is Ashrei Yoishvei Veisecha. Before your Yahalucha Sela, you have to be Yoishvei Veisecha, you have to sit and contemplate. The Tikkun Amiras Tehillah LeDavid is that a person should prepare themselves to daven with Ahava, with Yira, Dugmas Chasidim Rishonim. That before we're Yahalucha, through these chapters of Tehillim, we have to fulfill Yoishvei Veisecha. And that is why Asher Yoshev Esecha is, so to speak, the heading of Tehillah LeDavid. And if we may say, it's the heading, really, of the main body of Psukei Dezimra. The main Psukei Dezimra are Ashrei and the Halalukas. As the Gemara says, anyone who finishes Tehillim every day is Muftach Lo Shuben Olam Haba. And Tehillah means the last six chapters of Tehillim, beginning with Tehillah LeDavid, which the purpose of them is to establish what our proper relationship is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that's going to be our shiur on the introduction to Ashrei. And I want to share with you another item.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.